here's a story from The World.
China needs to end its strict zero COVID policy. At least that's what the World Health Organization says. But scientists say China could risk 1.5 million COVID deaths if it follows that advice. That's because, for starters, many of China's most vulnerable people are not vaccinated. The World's Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai spoke with a couple of her neighbors about why they're resisting getting the shot.
Over the last 2 months of lockdown here in Shanghai, I've been checking in on an elderly couple I've known for years. Wu Li Kai is 87 years old and lives on the third floor of an old row house with his wife. After a stroke last year, it's hard for him to walk. He can't go up and down the rickety staircase in their building. He says they're doing fine, just staying at home. I don't go out for the daily COVID testing, he tells me. Public health workers don't come up either. I do rapid tests on my own. We're staying inside, watching TV, listening to music, and having coffee and fruit. The main gate of the lane where they live is locked, and their children and grandchildren have not been able to visit since March. The couple relies on a live-in caretaker to help them with their daily needs. Wu's wife, Wang Yili, is 84. She's a retired public health worker. In normal times, she enjoys dressing up, doing her hair, and going out to shop for groceries. But not these days. We didn't get vaccinated, she says. I need to take care of my husband, and I was afraid of any side effects. The local neighborhood committee did call Wang to remind her to get the shot, but she says they didn't insist on it, so she never did. Wang and Wu are pretty typical. Less than 40% of Shanghai's over 60 population has been fully vaccinated. Jia Miao is a sociologist who researches Shanghai's elderly population. She says the fear of getting vaccinated is especially widespread among older people because they have a much higher rate of chronic conditions. Miao herself says she only managed to convince her mom to get vaccinated recently.
At the early stage of the mass vaccination, we have no idea whether it's safe enough for the elderly people. So at the very beginning, our government only encouraged the young adults to get the vaccination.
That's why a lot of older people still think it's better to avoid getting vaccinated. And China does not have a vaccine mandate. 87% of the general population in China are vaccinated. But some say the government has really dropped the ball when it comes to the elderly. Professor Jin Dongyan is a virologist at the University of Hong Kong.
Even the physicians, the healthcare professionals, and they don't feel comfortable to vaccinate the elderly. Initially, they felt that as long as they vaccinate the younger generation, then the elderly might already be protected.
But that is wrong, Jin says. And Hong Kong's experience proves it. The city has the world's highest COVID death rate, in part, he says, because of the low vaccination rate among its older population.
The most important lesson is to vaccinate the elderly as early as possible.
And give them booster shots as needed, he says. But across China, mass testing is the real focus these days. And nobody seems to be talking about vaccinations. I urge my elderly neighbors to be careful. I ask Wang, doesn't being unvaccinated worry her? I am worried, she says. But I thoroughly disinfect all the packages that come in our home. After the lockdown is over, we will just have to be extra careful. Wang and her husband have been through tough times before. They survived Japanese bombing during World War II and harsh persecution during the Cultural Revolution. For them, the pandemic is just one more challenge to face. For The World, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.